Okay, recording started. This is the wonderful, fabulous guy's call for July 12, 2016. So,
and Terry is going to start with the opening prayer. So, in the name of the I Am that I Am, I humbly invoke the presence of the beings of light, the great central sun, the ascended host, ascended masters, the angels, the entire retinue of the angelic realm. I ask for the presence of the ancestors of the land and our ancestors. I ask for the dolphins and the whales to join us, ETs of the light, and all beings known or unknown to us who may be available to assist us, to join us here and now, to assist us in remembering who we really are. I ask for a direct connect from each one of present to her higher self, for a direct connect between each one and their higher self, that they might serve one another perfectly. And I ask for a direct connect between my higher self and the higher self of everyone here, that I might serve perfectly. I call in the four directions, north, south, east, and west. I call in the north, representing winter, the place of rest, where we repair ourselves and consciously prepare ourselves for change. I call in the south, representing summer, the time of rapid growth, fruitfulness, abundant awareness. I call in the east, representing spring, the time of new beginnings, the place of birth, new knowledge and understanding. I call in the west, representing autumn, the time of reaping the fruits of our labors. It is the place where we have found our knowledge, where we have found our center, and we use it. Now call in the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Earth for clarity and grounding, connection to Mother Earth and all thereupon. Air for connection with imagination, connection to the light, and our connection to Father Sky. Fire for passion, compassion, and enthusiasm. You may wish to light a candle now. Water, to assist in intuition, flow, and the full penetration of the light of God. Please state your own intention silently. All right. And then I would like to do the our prayer, and I'm looking for it. 1 second here. Here we go. All right. Not the right one. 1 second.
Email announcement.
I'm sorry?
It's on the email announcement.
Yes, I have it now. I just didn't get into the right one. I'm sorry. Okay, the guiding statement. I am and will always be a treasured being of the light. I am part of a greater whole in service to humanity. In this work that I have been called to do in this lifetime, I choose to uphold the purity and purpose of my soul. In doing so, the peace and inner harmony of who I am shines through, and I practice my calling with acuity, responsibility, and integrity. As I trust in who I am, I trust in all that is. My offerings as a guide expand outward, and my loving light is poured on the ARI organization, just as the loving light of all of us collectively poured upon me and expands my being. With this connection that is beyond any individual, we, the guides of ARI, form a constellation of loving light to bring the highest and best good to our clients, our organization, our precious and beautiful world. That is our legacy. That is who we are. That is I am. That is just outstanding, guys. Ladies. Alrighty. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. So we the first thing on the agenda I have is Delika, doing the DNA activation.
Hi, how is everyone?
Good.
Good. Are you guys ready? Yeah.
Okay. I have
to feel about it.
Too late.
Yes.
When you.
I'm having problem hearing you.
Me too. Maureen, have we lost you again?
Hello. Maybe we should give her some time.
We've lost her. I just updated the board and she's not there. Her phone must be maybe going in and out of service range.
So should we give her time to come back? Like some minutes?
Anybody have her text all set up and ready to send her a text message? If not, I will.
I could send her a text.
Yeah, why
Michelle.
Did she do that?
Okay,
hold on. She probably doesn't, maybe she hasn't realized that we lost her.
Okay.
Okay, well, she do
I
that.
Think,
the, did everybody read the email, the message that I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, have you been, like, drinking water and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think Maureen, like any of you have a question before we start, I think I'm going to wait for Maureen to start the process though, but while in the meantime, like if anyone has any question about the process or anything that you feel like you're not clear about, I'm going to talk a little bit about it anyway, but if any of you have a question, I think now is the time.
So this is Michelle. So you're doing a DNA activation? Is that what you're... Okay. I've read about it, but I don't know anything about a process or doing that.
Okay. You're going to learn the process while we do it. But as I explained in your, the DNA activation, there's many ways that we can have our DNA activated. Our DNA holds all our codes, all our energetic codes of our soul and our soul purpose for this lifetime. So approximately the day of 120th day of your pregnancy when you was in the womb, your soul enters the womb. So when your soul enters, all your codes for this lifetime are stored in your master cell. The master cell is the first cell that is created in the moment of conception for your body. And then we're going to be also, you're going to hear through the process that I'm going to talk about the creator cell. The creator self is the second cell. You know, there's the first cell, and then that cell divides in two, and then four, and then eight, and so go on. So the first and the second cells that were, when you were conceived, are located. The master cell is inside your pineal gland, and the creator cell, it's on the bottom of your, let's say, coccyx. Like, let's say where the kundalini is, when you, do you know where that is?
Yes.
Coccyx, like tailbone? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, we could say that, like, around there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, just in the point, like right there. So we're going to be working with those two cells together to create these changes. What we, like, let's say, average human. I don't want to say average, I mean, but like people that have not been activated yet work, well, according to science, with two strands of DNA. So with all the changes, as the vibration of the earth keeps shifting and coming higher, the vibration of our cells are also shifting. So we are accessing more strands that are there. But right now we only have, well, some of us that already do this work, I think we already have some, the fact that we higher our vibration when we do this work, it kind of automatically activates some codes of these additional other 10 strands. Am I being clear? Am I explanation?
Yes.
Okay. So eventually it's going to happen to everyone in the planet. But the thing is, like, while it's happening, a lot of us, a lot of humans, are not aware enough of it. We're not being educated about it. So we are experiencing these changes with resistance. And what this brings is uncomfortable symptoms like extreme extreme tiredness or fatigue, or feeling like you're not grounded, or pain in the body, or mental or emotional confusion. And that means you're having that change, but you're not aware of it, and we're not being, like, guided to deal with it. Or we have some blocks that we need to deal with before, or in order for it to be, like, more peaceful. So when we do this process, what we do is we consciously allow this shift to happen while we are doing the process. And it's normal that we could see it through visions. So you're going to get visions, and it's normal because we're working with the pineal gland. So when we do it, what we do is we remove any resistance to the process. So it's more likely that we experience positive changes, like extreme changes through the next months and years. You're going to see, like, your whole, during the week, you're going to feel maybe hot flashes or more energy coming through. And that's normal because you're, like, doing the shift gradually during like from now during the whole week. What we can get from this process is, like, we can access more of who we really are, like the real codes of who we are, of who we came here to be, are now unlocked for us. So we have more access to the soul information that we have to bring to this incarnation, to this place now. So things that we can experience that I think many of us are already experiencing this, but you're going to feel it, like, more noticeable, is encounter with your soul family. You're like, suddenly you're going to start meeting, like, significant people in your life. It's going to come through dreams, like a lot of information. You're going to have, like, suddenly states of wisdom or confidence or knowing, like a sense of knowing that everything is divine. Or, you start to shift on your perception. It's normal. Some people have visions of energy after. Some people experience, like, Kundalini awakening. But more so, we feel, like, more... let's say, like, more happy, like, more alive. It's part of it because it's like now we access, like, we can, when we're not activated, when we don't have access to all the information of our souls, we kind of feel lost, and that's why we look for all these answers through the Akashic records, through different ways to connect with our truth. So what we're doing here is like we are activating that truth at a cellular level so we can be it, you know, like completely. It's not a process that we leave and, okay, tomorrow I'm completely activated, I'm superhuman now. No. Eventually, you will see how all of your abilities will increase and empower, like really, really noticeable. But it's like a gradual process, so we can get integrated with it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. does any of you have any? So the big point of this is that like what we're doing is like we're unlocking all these codes, but we are doing it at the same time removing all the resistance that it may have within our consciousness or unconsciousness. So that's the important part of it, because sometimes we want to go through a process so bad, but we have unconsciously resistance to it, you know? So what we're doing it is we are allowing our being, our incarnated consciousness right now to allow, to access all this information that's there and that is needed for us to really fulfill our mission here. So if any of you have any question or anything to add to it, it's welcome to maybe Maureen or anybody.
Yes, no? I would like to add that as we were setting this up, I made the invocation for myself and for everyone on the call. I made an invocation for myself and everyone on the call. Mm-hmm. And that invocation is that each of our higher selves conduct with you this process for our own highest and best good and adjust it for our own highest and best good.
Great.
So we personalize
it
for each of us.
Okay, that's great.
Wonderful. And can I share something? This is Sylvia.
Sure. Yeah, please.
When I first read your email, I did a higher self check-in instead of the Akashic records. And my symbol, it gave me the symbol. I have two symbols for yes, and it's the green light and flowers. And often the flowers, you know, the flower can vary. And I'm not very visual. I don't really see. I just get a sense of these things. Mm-hmm. And the symbol I got for my answer was not just a green light, but it was a beautiful green pool that was lit from below, like a pool that you might see in a grotto or something. And then all around it were lotus, blue lotuses. And that's the esoteric symbol for wormholes or connecting with the cosmic consciousness and the unfolding of the pineal gland and all that stuff. So I thought I'd share that with you. So then I figured, well, you know, I don't really need to check in with my Akashic Records guys. I think they've already said, given me, you know, definitely go ahead with this.
Okay. Anybody else want to share anything?
I have read about this before, and it's always felt like, that's interesting, and that was about it. So when I read last week when you spoke about it, I knew it was a vibration that I just was so excited about. I have been looking forward to this. It just really speaks to me, and since then I've found a couple of books that even talk about this. So I just really feel like, let's do it.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do like a guided visualization. that we are going to consciously build those those visualizations in through our pineal gland, and it's going to come like really easy because we are being supported with our beings here, and we have like genetic engineers here with us too. It's divided in three different parts. The first is the chromosomes to allow self-rejuvenation and vitality, and that Maureen talked about that on the last call. What that does is our cells start to rejuvenate. You might see physical differences in a few months and years. Then there's the resting 44 chromosomes that I'm going to explain it through the process what it is. And then there's activation and expansion of the 64 codon programs. That's all the information that we have there, like sleeping, like we're waiting to be activated. And I'm going to talk about it in more detail while we're doing the process. Let me see here. Okay, we have 20, the 64 codons, I have it here, is we have a total of 64 codons in each cell of the body, but we only use 20 of them. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the whole capacity of our cells, and that's what's going to bring the whole empowerment and everything. So that brings a lot of more clarity and spiritual abilities and all the wisdom and everything that comes with it. So I think we're pretty clear about the process. I don't know if you want to take a break or drink some water or go to the bathroom so we can start, or we're ready to start.
Does anyone need a break?
No. No break for Terry. Yes?
I think we're set.
Okay.
No one said anything.
Okay. We're good? Okay.
Yeah. And so, I can't mute everyone so without muting Zuleika. So I'm going to mute my phone, and if you can mute your own if there's any background noise during this, except for you, Zuleika. So thank you.
Okay. So... I'm not so good when it comes to like opening prayers, but I'm gonna do a little invocation to the light, to the wisdom of God, to all our the beings that are guiding us to do this work together. And if any of you have any intention to bring into the space, feel welcome to do it. And we welcome also the divine genetic engineers and all of the cosmic brothers that are assisting us in this process. And may we be protected and guarded through this process. And we're gonna have a breath together so we can tune in our energies. We breathe in, connecting to the space of the heart, accepting this opportunity. Breathe out. Leave any tension, any worries outside of this, knowing that this is a sacred moment. Okay, so I'm going to start now. Relax. And allow your body to relax completely
let go all of the tensions and simply breathe deeply, allowing all of your muscles, bodies, and particles to let go and enter in a state of complete relaxation. Concentrate in your heart area and send up to the universe a vertical cord of light. Now, build only energies of unconditional love and send this energy with all of your thoughts to the highest possible in the universe. Once you are in the highest possible point of the universe, visualize how your thoughts, focus, and intentions are being connected to the heart of the universe or the heart of God. Once you are connected, this connection will create a reaction that will start pulsating and emanating divine energy down from the highest realm in the universe. This connection will allow that the loving divine energy of God start coming down from the highest through your tube of light, which you are connected. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for the activation and perfection of the chromosomes of youth and vitality in each one of the cells of each one of the persons participating in this activation in this time and space we call now. So it is, so it is, so it is. It is done. Thanks. Now bring your thoughts to the center of your head, inside the pineal gland. Inside the pineal gland lives the master cell. Here in this place, inside the master cell, you will feel the activation taking place inside your physical body. The master cell is like a movie in which you will be able to see the activation taking place in a way that is perfect and unique for you. No matter how you experience this activation, be sure that what you are experiencing is real and perfect the way it is. Now bring your focus, thoughts, and energy to the base of your spine, the coccyx area. Here is where the creative cell lives. With your focus and intention, the creative cell is beginning to awake, and the genetic codes of time that are contained inside of her are awakening too. These genetic codes of time give you access to all time, past, present, and future, all in one. While genetic codes of time are being activated, these are getting you to the source where all life was originated. This same source is being activated within you by the genetic codes of time. Visualize how this source of creative energy that is at the base of your spine starts moving and spinning very fast in a spiral form. This energy starts moving and spinning upwards, up through your central spine. This energy starts to move even faster. Allow yourself to see it and to sense it through all of your spine and through all of your body, up to your head. Now, this energy is focused in the exact middle of your head, inside the pineal gland, uniting the energy from your creative cell and your master cell in the exact center of your head. inside the master cell are the genetic patterns of the 12 strands of the DNA. These patterns will give you access to all dimensions and access to information and wisdom that is stored inside the 12 strands of the DNA, reconnecting you with the universal system, with the memory of the past and the information of the future, while the genetic codes of time are beginning to awaken. Allow yourself to feel and see this process. Let it flow and visualize it. You can feel warm energy surrounding you or cold. You could see colors, feel vibrations, or just a deep state of peace and ease. Now, the end of your chromosomes of youth and vitality are covered with a platinum layer of telomere, awakening and activating the chromosomes of youth and vitality, exchanging the process of aging with the process of eternal youth. Now, just allow yourself to experience the process, visualize it, and feel how it happens in each one of the cells of your body. Feel how the energy keeps moving, spinning, and vibrating. Feel how it moves directly into the DNA, directly into the nucleus of each cell inside of your body. Your base codes and accelerator codes are contained inside the nucleus of each one of the cells of your body. The base codes connect you with all that is and all that has been. The base codes connect you with the future, opening your ability and capacity to heal yourself and manifest the desire of your heart. These codes are the base and accelerator, are awakening inside of you now. Allow this activation to happen. Visualize and feel how these two codes start to awaken through all of your bodies, fields, body parts, and particles. Once again, you could feel very energized, see beautiful colors, feel changes in temperature, hot or cold, experience vibrations, or simply feel a profound peace while this activation takes place in each cell of your body. Keep yourself inside this space of activation and awakening in each cell of your body. Allow yourself to happen, to take place, and manifest all the amount of time necessary and the way that is perfect for you. Your codes of youth and vitality have been activated, and it is done. You have passed to the next level of your evolution. Now bring your thoughts to the highest possible in the universe and consciously give thanks and accept this activation and awakening of the chromosomes of youth and vitality in each one of the cells of your body. You can now say loud, thanks, I accept.
Thanks, I accept.
Thanks, I accept.
Now, we are going to activate the additional 44 chromosomes. Now concentrate all your attention, energy, and focus to the center of your heart and bring your thoughts to the highest possible space in the universe. And repeat in your mind, Mother, Father, God, I give thanks for this activation, this awakening and perfection of the additional 44 chromosomes and the DNA in each one of the cells of my body in this time and space called now. Thanks for this activation. It's done, it's done, it's done. Thanks. Bring your thoughts, focus, and energy to the center of your head, inside the pineal gland, inside the master cell. Inside the master cell, you will see this activation taking place. The master cell is like a computer monitor or TV where you will be able to see this activation taking place whenever you want, all the times you want, and in a perfect way to you. Your two strands, chemical and organic, are already activated. Inside the chemical strands, there are the patterns and profiles of the additional dormant 10 energetic strands of the DNA. Once they are activated, it will give you the ability of self-healing, transcend time, space, reality, and dimensions, and will bring you the power of manifesting the desire of your heart. Now the energy goes inside the nucleus of your cells, activating your DNA and your chromosomes. Allow yourself to visualize and feel and allow the activation of your additional 44 chromosomes in each cell of your body. The energy concentrates and focuses in this moment in the base of the spine, in the same place where the creative cell is located, activating again the genetic codes of time. While the genetic codes of time are being activated, they send energy up through the spine in a spiral form, going up and up to the center of your head, connecting and uniting inside of the pineal gland with your master cell, activating the patterns of the DNA. While these patterns and profiles of the DNA are starting to activate and awaken, they send a signal directly to the nucleus of every cell, directly to the heart of the DNA, activating completely your base codes and accelerator codes, giving you access to all time, past, present, and future, and all realms and dimensions. Right now, you are connected within a deep state of universal wisdom, far beyond what you have ever experienced. Allow yourself to see, feel, and allow this activation to take place, and visualize how it takes place. It multiplies in each cell of your body. In this moment, your abilities give psychic powers, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. All of them will pass to the next level of evolution. Allow yourself to be in this moment, the time that feels right and perfect to you. Again, you could feel changes in temperature, hot or cold, vibrations through your body, see colors, or experience a deep state of peace. The activation is completed, and you have passed to the next level of evolution. Now center yourself in your heart and bring your thoughts to the highest possible space in the universe. Give thanks and accept this activation in each and every cell of your body It is done. It is done. It is done. Now you can say out loud, thanks, I accept.
Thanks.
Thanks, I accept.
Okay. Now center your energy, thoughts, and focus in the center of your heart and send your thoughts up to the highest in the universe and repeat mentally. Father, Mother, God, I give thanks for the activation and perfection of the 64 codon programs in each of one of the cells of my body in this time and space called now. Thanks for this activation. It is done. It is done. It is done. In this moment, the energy enters through your head and gets in the cells of your body, going directly to the nucleus, initiating the activation of the codon, which is starting to take effect on you. Visualize, feel, and simply allow it to happen in a way that is perfect for you. While the codons are starting to activate and lighten up, you can see and feel this process taking place through all of your body in each one of your cells. Now, the codon programs are starting power on, and you could see and feel small particles of bright light covering each one of your cells and all of your body, just like a Christmas tree. Allow the activation to take place and keep yourself in the time, in there, the time that is necessary and perfect for you. You could feel changes in temperature, hot or cold, feel vibrations, see colors, and experience a state of deep peace and energy while these codon programs are being activated in each cell of your body. Once you are complete, this activation will give you access to dimensions, realities, and realms that you have ever dreamed of, and it is done. Now, center yourself in your heart area and send your thoughts to the highest in the universe and give thanks for this activation. It is done. It is done. It is done. Your body has shifted from a chemical, biological, organic function of two strands DNA to a fully activated energetic function of 12 strands DNA. You can notice feeling more energized or more alive with more clarity and focus in your decisions on your psychic and extrasensorial abilities will be refined and magnified even more. While you keep moving and working vibrationally and energetically with your DNA, removing patterns of limited belief systems, you will move into the world of magic, wonders, and miracles. It is done. Now, once again, center yourself in your heart area and bring your thoughts up to the highest possible in the universe and give thanks and accept this activation. And for this gift of love, it is done, it is done, it is done. I just say out loud, thanks, I accept.
Thanks, I accept.
Okay, now we're going. Now we're going for the last integration and the final grounding. So what we do is the energetic process of the activation of the 12 strands of the DNA, it's already done. We only need the final integration of acceptance and grounding of the new energy in the wholeness of your conscious being. To complete this phase, visualize a cord of divine light that comes all the way down from the highest in the universe, which enters through your crown, filling all your body and covering it with divine white light, sealing you and filling you with light and love completely. This cord of divine white light goes down your head to the center of your chest, in the heart area and divine center. Visualize how through this connection that you have with the universe comes down an orb of light that contains all the programming, the information, the energy, and the vibration of the three phases of the DNA activation. In this moment, all the programming in the directive is ready, in position to be integrated and grounded within you. To allow this final integration and ground this new vibrational reality in the wholeness of your being. To allow this final integration and ground this new vibrational reality in this wholeness of your being, you simply need to accept the process. Simply say or think consciously, "Thanks, I accept."
Thanks, I accept.
Once you have accepted this new reality, visualize or imagine how from the highest in the universe, this orb of light, which is the energetic representation of the information, the programming, and the vibration of this blessed and sacred energetic process of the three phases of the DNA activation. See how this orb is entering through the cord of light down through your head, down to your throat, and finally down to your heart area and integrating here. Visualize and allow the energy of this orb of light integrating and anchoring in the center of your heart, making itself within your being. Stay in this space within the activation process, and when the moment feels right for you, be sure that it is done. You just stay there, and you can come back when you feel ready. Slowly coming back to your body, to the call. How do you feel?
That was beautiful.
Magnificent.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, Lika, when you said that we could feel hot flashes, my first thought was, no way. But this was not a hot flash. This was a wonderful, warming sensation.
I'm still heating and sweating over here. I don't know about you.
Wow.
Were you able to see anything?
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff.
Beautiful. That's great.
Yeah, when you talk about when it activated or circled my at the base of my spine and then went up, that I could see. That
That's
kept
beautiful.
Going. That was wonderful.
Yeah, and now you'll notice maybe tomorrow you will feel a little, if you start feeling tired, that means you need more water. That's why we should stay very hydrated, because we might, the body starts, actually changing. Another thing that you could experience during the next week is, the body starts, just like when we do Reiki, we could expel all the toxins. So we could find ourselves maybe going more to pee, or maybe some mucus in the nose or something that we might feel we're detoxing, and that's normal. But if you feel any of this, just water. It's the remedy.
Mm-hmm. So I'd mm-hmm. like to suggest that mm-hmm. each of us journal about it, and then maybe share all that.
Sure, please.
With Nicole, and she can put it in our next document that comes out, because I think it'll be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's very unique,
really,
for each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'd like to say that I had a lot of wonderful experiences. It's wonderful. I am a little concerned about the time. And I apologize. Mm-hmm. My phone's going to let me down shortly.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was going to take so long. It's already 8.
Oh, no. Don't apologize. Don't worry about mm-hmm. the time. I'm just letting mm-hmm. you know that that's why I'm calling upon people to shift direction a little. Make some notes about what your experiences were. Like that.
This
Morning.
Is Michelle. I have a quick question. I had not read the notes for the agenda, but last night, yesterday, was so extremely tired. At 7:30, I said, I just have to go to bed, and I almost slept through to 6 a.m., almost 11 hours of sleep, woke a couple times. So is this something that could have started ahead of time? I hadn't even read the agenda.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I thought she was talking to Maureen, and I didn't hear her. Can you repeat, please?
I just had extreme fatigue yesterday and just mm-hmm. went to bed at 7:30 and slept almost straight through to 6, almost 11 hours of sleep. But I had not read the agenda. Mm-hmm. So is this something that sort of starts even without consciously knowing that's what
we were doing
on the call?
Well, what I did was, did you know we were going to do a DNA activation? Not at all.
No.
Well, that's at least I kind of described the process at the beginning. Were you at the beginning of the call?
Yes.
And did you understand it?
Yes.
Yeah, so there shouldn't be any problem. You should
do
know
that
water.
That's not what she's asking. She's trying to analyze what has happened in the past. And it was last night and a heavy-duty sleep. And it is my opinion, this is Maureen, mm-hmm. it is my opinion that, yes, indeed, you started the process. And even though you don't remember this, Michelle, mm-hmm. Zuleika did offer at the last meeting. And so your subconscious mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. participating at that level because you were on the last call. So you mm-hmm. heard her say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like when people sign up for workshops with me, this happens all the time, where they start.
Oh, yeah, maybe her body was beginning
exactly.
to get ready for it.
Getting
mm-hmm.
ready. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's my
hit.
I think that's amazing, because your body was saying, let's make sure she's good and ready.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we can keep going with, I don't know what's next on the call, but my part is done.
thank you. This is Sylvia. I have a question about what Maureen was saying about journaling and share with Nicole. And to put in the next document, we're just sharing with each other, right? It's not a blog post or anything. No.
I called it a document because I don't know, I don't want to wait a full month to get it out, but it would be like the guide's information. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just for us.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it and please embrace all the changes that comes with it. Yeah, and you'll feel inspired and, you know, it's a very subtle but a very powerful experience. So mm-hmm. we will know eventually how it is to each one of us. So yeah, it was an honor to be here and share this with you. And I know like this is very important for the kind of change that we want to do for the organization. Like we need to be stronger and lifted to hold it and really transform it, you know. So this is like a great tool.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the messages I got when I started to read what you had sent as a prep mm-hmm. document. I thought, oh, my God, that's going to change everything. And it's like we've been asking for it.
Mm-hmm. It's like what?
What did this man say?
It's like we've been asking for this change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Terry. I just want to say that what I was going to offer next doesn't feel appropriate because I am just feeling so expanded. And what I was going to even talk about is not even close to what I think we're all feeling. So I mean, unless someone has some item that they needed to talk to us about, I'm just really, truly feeling like this was such a gift that I want to kind of be in it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
We have Peg. We have Peg on the call, though, right?
Yes, we do. But I'm okay with that too. I can talk next month. And actually, I was just going to talk about clearing, and this was just so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, one question I have, Zalika, is: would there be any advantage to re-listening to that process again during the month? Or
well, it's a
one-time thing. Yeah.
It's a one-time process, and while we're doing it, the beings are here with us now and are working with us, and with each one of us, we have a genetic engineer, like, working and helping us. So they're not present when you're listening it. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so we wouldn't feel the same. I mean, this just was magnificent, so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Sylvia, then, to just springboard on that. Just as Maureen set the intention up front that each of us, this would be orchestrated by our higher selves and modified or adapted for our highest and best good. Since there are a few who weren't on the call for this, is it possible to set the intention that as they listen to it for the first time, that there'll be the full force and effect or the full complement of genetic, you know, whatever the appropriate wording is.
I did that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I already did that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great.
So that covers.
I never done it like that, but
Okay,
so
wonderful.
The ones that haven't listened it yet could have the activation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's even necessary to repeat it, you know, just
awesome.
Go with the flow of
really
it.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's an honor.
It's an honor here. This is Sylvia, and there's something I wanted to share that I think I've got
also had a preliminary, a pre-effect. And it was Saturday I was doing, we had our monthly psychic fair, and I did a tarot workshop, and then I did 3 hours of tarot readings back to back for clients, and was a little, and the last one I did was, I did a spread that I do, and I started getting, towards the end of it, a lot of past life information. Now, I get past life stuff from tarot reading quite a lot, but, you know, just a general overall sense. Here I found, Saturday I found that with that last client, I was getting more of the whole story of the past life. He was asking about his relationship with his partner. And from two of the cards in the spread, one on his side and one on his partner's, I was getting a whole story about where some issues, the issues in the relationship were coming from. And I even remarked to him, I said, this is what I usually only get this in a Akashic Records reading. And, of course, I clarified for him. I said, this is not your record keepers talking. This is me with my, you know, conveying the information that I'm getting intuitively. So, but I think this is part of the building up, perhaps, for this change.
Yeah, because the change is happening already. The thing is, like, we're now allowing it. We're giving it permission to happen fully. So while you do, maybe you have already agreed for it to happen. Maybe they start, you know, working with you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they have with each of us. And then there was something else I wanted to share about Akashic Records, a reading I did on Friday, if that's okay. And
sure.
It was that, actually the ones on Friday, I did two readings back to back for two sisters, and they also, those readings were just, the Akashic Records readings were particularly, I thought really profound stuff was coming up. And one of them was told that she's part of a special group of souls that came to the earth, and what's special about them is that their group, soul group, is a group of explorers, and what makes them so particular, they're like universal explorers, and they're coming to help the earth because of the unprecedented shift that we're going through. And what they can do as explorers is that they have access to a database that includes, or a special access to a database that includes every possible situation that could be encountered by a planet and the beings on it. So that when they're in their explorer role, when they encounter something unknown, they have something that they can compare, something similar they can compare it to. And the record keeper said this, later said that this was, it was also part of the Akashic Records, yet they likened the Akashic Records around the earth as the branch library, and the one that these explorers could tap as the main library. And, you know, and I thought that was just really cool. And it also turned out that she was given information that she had helped to guide the Lewis and Clark expedition working with Sacagawea. She wasn't Sacagawea, but she was one of the Native Americans who was chosen by her people to work with them. So, and then there was this whole, like, so many of my readings, there's just such a whole past life scenario that unfolds that it would make amazing TV and movies and everything, because there was a whole lot of conflict. Someone else that was chosen by another tribe to be a guide but was there with the agenda to undermine and to lead them into an ambush. And anyway, it
went on. But I thought it was really neat to encounter that there's a group with a special connection to a different area of the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sandy. That was it. Somebody's getting some background noise.
Sounds like children. There we go. All righty. Does anyone else have anything else they'd like to share right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Christine here. I'm still going through this process. I feel like I'm in a kaleidoscope of color, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
There's just one thing I wanted to add. I had a, when I went in my own records, there's just one small part I wanted to share. That they talked about that the place in, when we get to the records, and sometimes it feels possibly like there's nothing, almost like, am I hearing you? Or, oh no, I might not, you know, am I connected? If you've ever felt that space, the reason that this happens, they told me, is because this is 100% God light spark. And so we have to be willing to listen, because if it sounds like it's coming slowly, you know, how sometimes it's like, what's the matter here? Why is it coming slowly? It's because it's so important.
Or maybe
slowly we have to take the time to listen.
I just got an insight. Maybe it's like when it's so bright that it kind of blinds you.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know why I should just receive that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's God's spark. Is that special higher self place that we all have.
Wow.
Thank you. I feel close to tears, guys. I just am so awed.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Do we have anything else to add? For some reason, I don't even want to say business.
No, not business. I can also comment. This is Sylvia again. I can also comment that as I commented before, I'm also doing a lot of in many readings restoring sovereignty, and it usually comes as part of or at the end of the energy and toning session that I do in virtually just about every reading. And I'm directed to work on the crown chakra, of course, and for restoring the person's free will sovereignty as a spark of the divine, and to restore it permanently so it can never be removed. And sometimes I get a sense, the record key, you know, will impart a sense of what that crown is like, you know, what it's made of, or precious metals and precious stones and stuff. And I think that the work that we're doing is just restoring that. It's also the record keeper used the phrase, in addition to restoring sovereignty, it is also restoring the connection, your birthright, the birthright of the connection with the divine. This is all part of this work, and I think that you've I feel like you've helped me to do it at a higher, deeper level.
Mhm. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Wow. I think I'm going to do a closing prayer unless someone else has something they'd like to add. So I want to thank the genetic engineers, to begin with, and Zuleika, for bringing us this gift. Heavenly Father, Mother God, we give thanks for the presence of the beings of light, the angelic realm, and all the angels, the ascended hosts, ascended masters, and all the beings of light who are here to assist us. We give thanks for the presence of the ancestors, our own ancestors, and the ancestors of this land. Oh, we give thanks for this opportunity to be here this day, and we ask that each one, if each of us have a most benevolent outcome this night, and heaven on earth this night, and so it is. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, have a blessed night, and remember, drink water if you're feeling weird, and enjoy your activation.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.